And meanwhile, the media stand in awe.
If the presidency were a decathlon, this is sort of his event, right?
His best traits were on display tonight and reminded me of why he beat Donald Trump last year.
Biden comes across in a way that I think is difficult to demonize.
It's also difficult to interpret or figure out, but contrast those reactions with how they poured over Trump's every syllable.
I think the starting point is Trump, the man, and his psychological state. Many people that I speak with, experts, think that he's evidencing dementia.
He keeps obsessing over taking a test that is given to Alzheimer's patients. It is a bizarre, bizarre thing.
Even the president's own supporters may be very unnerved. Is there any effort to reassure people that the commander-in-chief is mentally stable?
But now, we're all supposed to think that Biden's verbal crutches he leans on every time he loses his train of thought are somehow really cute.
But I'm not being a wise guy now. I shouldn't make fun of it. That's good. It's good. It's good. Well, by the way, I think that's happening. And look, think about this. I'm teasing. I'm teasing. I'm a big dog person. I'm sorry. And so it is. I sincerely mean this. Look, no, I'm not being facetious. I'm not being facetious. You hate me. I'm not joking. On autocracies, democracy has to stand up and... No, you deserve... No. I really mean it. All kidding aside, I'm not joking.
I wish you were joking. It's really just sad at this point for Biden, for the country, and CNN. Or is it common journalistic practice to ignore it whenever your interviewee routinely fails to answer the question posed?
What do you say to people who are worried about a new round of restrictions and mask mandates and so forth?
Well, I'm saying, look, it's a little bit like when I got elected. You know, this pandemic is out of control. You know, we've lost more people in the United States, over 630,000 people, than in every major war we've ever fought in the United States of America. And that's come to a screeching halt for those who've been vaccinated. It really has. Not a joke.
Let's get to the questions, Mr. President. Okay.
Oh, wait a second. There was a question. But real questions with real follow-ups? Nah, that's asking too much. I'm going to put pressure on Biden after all.